Hey, how's it going out there? This is Two Birds, One Show. I'm Dieter. That's my buddy Ricky.
Yo.
We talk about Philly sports and craft beer. So if you're new to the show, we talk about one beer. Then we get into some sports. At mid-show, we talk about another beer and jump into some more sports. We're on the BGSE Network every Thursday at 10 p.m. All right. So start us off there, Ricky.
Well, this is from Fidens, you know, one of the new big dogs in the game. So, not new, but newish. The vegan with pineapple.
Nice. I never see him use a yellow label, man. That's totally. Usually they're using white or like black or like very calm. You know what I mean? They're never really colorful. Oh man, that fucking beer looks good, dude.
That's amazing. That's a fucking next level beer, dude. That's a 10 out of 10, you know,
that's a pretty beer.
Fidens is, you know, they're next level.
Yeah. And you know, it's tough. I always try not to curse, but once you talk about good beer, it just flies. You know what I mean? It's so beautiful. So, oh man, beer makes the world go around. Look at that beer. That's beautiful. Any notes, anything popping out at you?
Well, there's I'm definitely getting some Nelson. Get a little bit of little white grape, you know, a little mustiness. Definitely the pineapple's huge, as it's called, the vegan with pineapple.
You probably get a lot of pineapple.
Galaxy in there, a little stone fruit.
Classy. Nice beer, man. Nice. Fidens is blowing up, man. Anytime I get it, it's very rare. And anybody that gets it for me always tells me how hard it is, and they sell out so fast. So,
yeah.
All right. So I'll move on to my beer, what I got going on. It's always a cool can. I always like this beer. This is Tired Hands Punch.
Nice.
And this is the one with Nelson. And I want to say Motueka or something. I can't really see it too easy. But, yeah. I think it's Wakaki and Nelson Savon. That's it. All right. What's the W name, dude? I can't read that damn thing.
Waiti?
No, it is Motueka. Motueka and Nelson
Motueka, Savon. Nice.
Motueka, yeah. And if you ever had Punch, man, definitely pick it up. And they sometimes use different hops in the different versions. And man, that's on point, that's right beautiful. There, man. The head clinging to the glass is what you want. You want a nice fluffy head, man. Nothing flat. Look at that. Look at this glass. You want that?
You got good lacing going on there.
Yeah, and that nice cloudy orange hue body, man. That's beautiful.
And if I'm not mistaken, didn't Punch just do a pineapple one recently too?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I ever had a pineapple punch.
I thought they did, bro, probably within the last 6 months. So I got to look on my Untappd.
Bro, this is such a good beer, man. Nelson and the Motueka, it's banging, man.
What notes are you getting?
Well, you definitely get the Nelson, dude. And nice fruitiness from the Motueka or Motueka, however you pronounce it.
You're getting a little bit of lemon from the Motueka?
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's
a little lemon rind,
a little tropical, lemon rind. That's a good point. That's a good note right there. 420 is Punch all day. Yeah,
there you buddy. Go,
Jeff.
What up, 420, Jeff? 420 is it 420
today? Nah. Today's only the 18th. We got a couple days ago, but yeah, I'll drink to that. Yep, a couple days away, man. But yeah, I was able to pick this up at Bobcat,
and nice shout out,
dude. They're getting some good beers, dude. Good damn beers, and I think they had a Viscerate not too long ago.
What was it?
Viscerate, I think it's called the Vitality.
Oh, the Pathway to Beauty.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's such a good beer.
Dude. I mean, it's got
tons of citrus on that Eviscerated.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's all citra, right? Oh, man. There's Greg. What's up?
What up, Greg?
It's so nice to get such good beer.
He said 2 days. He ain't fucking around.
Oh man.
Oh, man. So yeah, cheers to you, my brother. Cheers. We're both drinking great beer. You know, when we were young, in the craft beer game, you know, and believe me, we paid our dues. We've been there and back again a million times, and it's awesome that all these years later we're hanging out, still drinking great craft beers, even better than the shit we used to drink back then. You know, talking and hanging. This is awesome.
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? Beer's looking good. Yeah, good beers
tonight. Yeah, baby. Greg, you drinking anything? What's Greg drinking on?
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, that's a good point, man. Yeah, we always like to hear whatever our guests, I mean, our viewers are drinking. So
shout out, Jeff. What are you drinking, Jeff? Oh, the guests should always check in with what they're sipping on, whether it's a beer, wine, a liquor.
Cheers, guys. I'm drinking so-and-so. Yeah, I mean,
seriously, please, join the party. That's what it's all about. And the immortal words of the great Jimmy Buffett, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We couldn't laugh. We'd all go insane. Let's drink it up.
That's a good line, dude. But yeah, we're not just a craft beer show. We like to talk about sports. It's the network we're on is BGSE. It's a lot of sports shows on there. A lot of good guys. So I know, let's get the easy one out the way. Flyers, you know, I mean, that was a little heartbreaking. But such a great young talented team, and they went way farther than any of us expected. And for them not to have any real big names, and for us to lose our goalie, you got to give them credit, man. We were on the cusp. We were on the verge of making the playoffs, man.
All right. Okay. So and listen, this is why I love this show. I'm going to counterpoint that.
Greg said, sampling homebrew mead.
Nice.
Well, it got an angry chair and lots and some devil's lettuce. Oh, damn. You can't go wrong with that, man. Jeez. You cannot
don't go fuck wrong. Cuz.
No, don't play. Yeah, that's mead. Oh, my God. And
he brews his own mead.
Does he? Oh, sweet, dude. We got to get one.
He brought it into the bar before.
Nice. Awesome.
So, but listen, I got to counterpoint your point, and with all due respect, I'm still mad at them. I haven't gotten over it. You know, I think I talked to Greg the other day about the same thing. Yes, it was nice. The younger players did a little better than we thought, right? And exceeded expectations. But here's my thing. Isn't it when you start winning and sorry.
Bless you,
420
man.
Started early.
Oh.
listen, sorry, I'll be coughing probably a lot. when you start winning, and let's not forget, at one point midseason, they were like 3 points from the top seed in the conference. And they were in a playoff spot for 95% of the season. And then you pick the last 2.5 fucking weeks to go on an 8-game losing streak. The worst possible time that could have happened. And it was a collapse. It was the same as the Eagles collapse. It was the same as the Sixers collapse against the Celtics last year in the playoffs. And same as the Phillies collapse, you know, to close it out against the Diamondbacks here in Philly. You know, time to turn that around. Break these curses. You set expectations. You got to reach them.
But was it like a good amount of tough teams, though? I mean, it wasn't no pushovers.
Not the last 8 games. The third to last game they played Montreal, who's trying to lose games. They want to get the number one pick, and they lost 9-2. A team quit. That was a team that quit on their coach. I think, listen, I praised Torts before, but I think he burned them fucking guys out. And when he starts benching the captain, I think he took some of the wind out of their sails. And he did all that shit at the wrong time. Like, John, you had him on pace all year for 93% of the year. And then you want to ride the shit out of these guys right in a deep playoff run. Sorry, dude. And I think it backfired on him.
We're going on.
This team should be in the playoffs right now.
We're going on.
That was a pretty good rant. Yeah. And I know you said, dude, the coach, man, dude, he had been lying all year, man. He's a tough coach.
Me too.
Maybe he hit him a little hard at the end, dude. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like this team should be in the playoffs right now, and I'm very disappointed they're not. And listen, you have the talent there that you should be a playoff team.
But from the start, you're like, nah, we're not going nowhere.
I know what you're going to say. But remember when I said that? What was my one point? I said, should you tank the season? You're like, no. And I said, well, what is this going to happen? Are you going to just miss the playoffs and then get the worst possible draft pick? And guess what? That's exactly what they did. So, yeah, they should have tanked.
No, let's not look at it like that. Those kids got a lot of confidence.
They did.
Going into next season.
And that's my point.
That coach can coach, man. He's a good coach.
Listen, wait a minute. Don't create a narrative where I'm burying Torts. I like Torts, but that doesn't mean you get to walk on water, dude. I got to call you out when I got to call you out. You burnt these fucking guys out at the worst possible time. And I got to listen, I hope he's calling himself out, because that can't happen again. I like Torts. He's the second winning American coach of all time. Has won a Stanley Cup. I like the dude. I was raving about him all year. But, dude, same way I get on the players, do better and be better than that, Torts.
Got a cough to get off.
What is it?
You said, got a cough to get off. I guess... when you were coughing earlier, I must have missed that.
the early 420.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I like Torts. I don't think I want him fired, but I mean, dude, you got to do better than that.
For what we went through this year, losing our one of our best, goalies, dude. I mean,
actually, it was a blessing in disguise, though, because Ersin played better. His numbers were better. The numbers don't lie.
I feel like, dude, they adapt, and they came. It was just a bad run at the end, dude. And would we have won, a Stanley Cup? No, dude, we would get blown out eventually anyway.
But let me ask you this: Does that playoff experience, that atmosphere, and being around and seeing, isn't that really good for the young guys? Because listen, we knew they weren't going to win a cup, but these young guys see what playoff atmosphere is. So when we get there next year, they're a little battle tested.
I'm just trying to go blow for blow with you, buddy. You know what I mean?
It's not about that. It's good for us to disagree and everybody have different opinions. This is just my opinion. What the fuck do I know?
Right. And you're right, dude. Anytime you get to the playoffs, get to the playoffs. That's experience for these young guys. It's just sad that end it this way, but I am so happy that they were that close. And we knocked out the Penguins, right? I mean, us.
Not really. You, but by losing, that's a shit. That's a pussy way to. No. And listen, you're like, if you're happy, that's cool. I'm not. I'm not happy that they missed the playoffs. I'm not, and I'm not okay with it. Listen, I call out the Eagles, the Phillies, I got to call them out too. You guys should be playing this weekend in the fucking playoffs. There's no doubt. You were in the playoffs for 95% of the year,
There's no award for second place, man. Like, either win it or
they didn't even get second. Man. They didn't even get second. They got garbage. Yeah. But anywho, we found that we got some good young players. The Cutter Gauthier shit in our face and say I won't play for it. Yeah, that sucked during the season. But who knows?
That was a blow.
Yeah. Well.
All right, let's go on to something else. Let's go on to Union Soccer, since we have Greg here and Jeff, both soccer fans. I know there's not a whole lot of soccer people
drinking?
I don't know. Jeff hasn't commented yet. I don't know what he's drinking. Maybe he's
anybody, Bonnie easy. Sue, you out there, y'all drinking?
But the Philadelphia Union dropped in standings. They were second last week. They dropped to third. And they've still yet to lose. I think they're just, tying, and then that's why they're dropping. But, if you don't, you got to win in soccer. Jeff, he said he's drinking water, prepping for the weekend. Oh, man, come on now, dude. Weekend's far away, man. This is only Thursday. You got Friday. But I'm glad to see that Union doing well. They haven't lost yet. But they are still, in third. But it's such a weird thing, what I mean? Like, there's teams that lost above them, but have more wins because we have more ties.
I know what you mean. It happens in hockey sometimes early.
Yeah, yeah. But they're a good squad, man. I feel like we're going to have a good year out of them.
That's good. I always root for them. I don't know much about soccer, but I always root for the Union. I hope they do well. Yeah. You know.
All right.
Let's
go to Sixers. Let's go to the Allen Iverson statue. It's pretty cool that he got a statue. It was nice to see, you know.
That wasn't your comment on Facebook the other day. Now, listen, look at you. You're trying to play two sides of the fucking coin, dude. I see through you, brother. Don't try that shit. You buried the fucking kid.
Oh, man, whoever commented on me caught me on that one, man. I was, like, talking to him for a while. But
that's my buddy, dude. Jason. Dude, Jason's a great – Jason's a cool suit. Yo, I think he pinned Warren in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow, Jason Rush was it, dude. He was a great wrestler, and I think maybe they went back and forth. One, I don't know. If Jason's watching or asked Warren, so he probably remembers. Jay was a really good wrestler. Jason Rush.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice to get him as dudes.
I said good dude, good for him, and you're like this fucking asshole couldn't make this. You know. I
was just in that mood. I was in that mood like how you are today.
I get like that, no, too, bro. Second, I know what you're saying.
Second place is not the great spot to be in, dude.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Like, I want so much more. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I know. Like, he was one of the best players in the Sixers, you know, and the franchise. Give him his props. But I hate how that little row of statues is in the practice facility. Yeah. That's not open to the public, man.
I think there are stadiums eventually going to be over there. I know everybody's like, oh, they're pushing for Center City and the Fashion District and all this. I think it's a backhand play. I think they're going to end up moving them over across the bridge to Camden and giving them probably one of the most amazing state-of-the-art facilities. And you know that practice facility they have is the number one ranked practice facility in the entire NBA?
Oh, nice.
They want to get the stadium over there. They're probably going to try to gentrify. Watch Camden make a comeback. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. That'd be fucking wild.
Listen, I think the stadium's going to get – we're going for Center City. We all know that's a pipe dream. It ain't going to happen. Wouldn't happen.
That'd be a fucking mess traffic-wise.
I know.
Man.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be such a mess, dude. Nobody would be able to fucking drive to that game, dude. Be nuts. Let's see.
You hear me? I got a little –
Wait, where is it at? The practice facility? We're talking about practice. Nice.
Sir. We talking about practice.
Practice.
Not a game. Practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. Practice. Man, why are we in here? We're in here talking about practice. Dude, that's my that's one of my favorite interviews of all time. Love it. I love Iverson, dude. He's an OG, dude. You know, he came into the NBA with fingers up like this. He's like, "Fuck you!" Yeah. They didn't remember back then. There was nobody with cornrows and covered with tattoos.
Nah,
dude,
it's crossover. Crossover was so sick too, man.
Listen, and what he did not just on the basketball court, which was amazing, but he transcended the sport, like. Basketball is as big as it is now a lot because of him, man. His product was huge over in Japan and the Asian countries and in Europe. You know, he was a fucking icon over there. So this guy transcended the games, and that's, you know, that's why he's got a statue. You know, I know he didn't win one, which sucks. I wish we did. But that guy transcended the game, dude.
Man, it was goddamn close, dude. He got us past the second round. He got us to the show, man. Just didn't happen, though,
It was 0-1 against the Lakers. But let's not forget that Lakers team we ran into was like the 27 Yankees, Murderers Row. I mean, you're talking about Kobe and Shaq both in their prime. And they had a great bench. I mean, they were so deep. Yeah. And they had Phil Jackson as the fucking coach. I knew we weren't going to win that fucking series. Yeah. You ran into a fucking buzzsaw. Listen, if Allen Iverson and that Sixers team plays literally any other team in the league that year, and any team, the Sixers would have beat them and won the championship. They found the one team that wasn't good. That's the Celtics this year. Ain't nobody stopping that team. Nobody. Yeah. Listen, I hope the Sixers win the series against the Knicks. We'll get on to the Sixers now. But I think they win the series. But, Dieter, nobody's beating that Celtics team.
Right. Not this year. It's like fucking going to the buzzsaw, man. Yeah, you make it through it, dude. Like, it's going to be nuts, dude. Sixers are going to have a rough road. And I'm so happy
that they won that game. I do think they beat the Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy that they beat the Heat. Like, I like Butler, but I know a lot of people don't like Butler. Yeah, I got you.
But I'm glad,
like, a lot of our newer players, like, what's that? I can never say his name, the French guy.
Nicky Batum.
Batum.
He had a huge game, dude. And beat him and said after game, he's the reason we want to end it, and he is.
Yeah. And Oubre.
I've been raving about Oubre all year. Get this fucking guy. Listen, everybody in this city that loved Jimmy Butler, this kid's better. Get him signed. Don't let him walk out the door at the end of the year. Get this kid signed, and we'll have the most money under the salary cap next year. Get Oubre signed, number one, because you need that three, the Embiid, Maxi, Oubre, you know, and Buddy Hield too.
And, you know, I haven't seen too much of Larry, but, dude, he was hustling. Yeah, he was hustling to the ball and all.
Who?
But,
Lowry. Yeah. Well, remember, he's 107 years old. So the minutes you might not get a lot of minutes with him, but the minutes you get are quality.
Right.
So with him, you're getting quality over quantity. Dude, and that kid's like diving for the ball
and everything, dude. Yeah, man. He was going pretty hard, dude.
Yeah. He's a huge part. Did you see that play at the very end of the game when he got when they were inbounding the ball and the 5 seconds almost up? And he threw it in. He got fouled. He got pulled, and then he like dove and knocked it back. And that's when Oubre got it and got fouled to kind of close out the game. Mm. I mean, that's a monster. That's a veteran. That's a championship level play. That's the kind of shit you see teams that win championship. Now the Sixers ain't winning championship this year. Sorry. Unfortunately, that Celtics team is probably just about to start a dynasty. And it fucking sucks. Unless somehow we find, I don't know. That's another story for another day.
Yeah, but talented team, dude. It is a talented team. If we don't win with this team, I don't know how we could
Listen, it's a big offseason. We're gonna have finally for the first time in like 12 years, we're gonna have a ton of money under the cap, which means whoever is out there, the Sixers are probably the team that have the best chance to sign anybody they want. Now, the big name free agents, I don't know. I think Paul George is the biggest name, and that do not inform me. I mean, he's a good player. If you want to sign him, cool. Yeah. I mean, but it's not like, I don't know. I have a sneaking suspicion, and don't remember I said this now. I think they're going to somehow finagle LeBron here. He's a free at the end of the year, and they're going to draft his son, and they're going to watch. Remember, I told you that, dude. And then, because they want to get Embiid a title, you're going to have to get LeBron. Oh, LeBron won titles in 4 cities. The only player to ever do. Watch. Mark my words now. It happens. you live now. What's the date? April 17th or something?
Oh, man, dude.
Rick ran right there.
Just talk it into fruition. Keep on talking about it, and maybe it will happen. You know?
It will. Why? You know why? Because the league wants it to happen too.
Are you going to the fridge?
I am going to the fridge.
Let's go. There we go.
What's in your fridge, little treehouse? Maybe some
man. Fridge is looking pretty nice.
Yeah.
So, stocked up there.
I found a new, well, remember, was it last week I did that brewery Obercreek?
Okay.
And I was saying how, you know how once in a while, like when a Fidens jumps on the scene or like a new a hot dog and you're like, whoa, they're going to be around. They're going to run with the big dogs. And I tried Obercreek on the show last week and I got to give a shout out to them in Wappinger Falls, New York. Shout out to Obercreek. They're going to run with the big dogs.
LeBron and Bronny not coming here. You smoke too much.
He's probably right. I'll realize that tomorrow morning when I rewatch this. He's probably right.
Oh, man.
Because I'm telling you, it is for real. 420 started earlier this week.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's too funny, man.
All right, so Dieter, as I was saying a minute ago, that Obercreek. So I got another new brewery. I'm just trying now for the first time. Everybody, 14 million viewers live. I'm trying a new brewery for the very first
time.
Check it out.
Here we go. What we got here? Pillow and Oats Brewing.
That's the name of the brewery.
Huh.
Look at this. Oh, my. What?
That's a pretty nice color, man. All right.
All right. The nose on that is like fucking hot bubble gum.
Where are they at? Do you know?
Good question, Dieter. I'm trying. This lighting out here is not great. This is called Dippy Sauce, by the way.
Oh man, they're using a little sticker on it, huh? They're a new brewery, then, huh?
That's what Obercreek did last week that I had. I'll be honest with you. Alcon, New York.
All right, New York's been doing some good stuff out New York. There.
Some going on in New York State. Yeah, you know where to keep an eye on too. Remember I said it here. Texas Haze is coming up, kid. There is some good fucking haze in Texas, dude. With Spindle Tap, the Musical Box, Baba Brew House. Yo, I'm forgetting Klaus. And you're talking. These are all guys. These are going to be Brewery's next level run with the big dogs. It was like the Tree Houses. The Monkishes. It's next level. Keep your eyes open for some Texas Haze.
All right.
Oh, that's nice. That's different. Oh, that's nice. Really nice and different. Super fucking fragrant and flavorful. Almost like a floral note on the face.
Dude, that beer looks awesome, dude. That's a solid. That's
next level beer.
Yeah, give a little picture to the camera there that beer, man. Look at that, dude. That's shiny. How solid. It looks like a nice little orange or something, man.
You're right. You almost get like a nice like orange rindy kind of add to that. Yeah. Usually that bright yellow you get. It's like they mix that. Kind of opaque. That is fantastic.
I know it says oats and pillow or whatever, but
pillow and oats.
There's definitely something going on more than oats going on there, man. That's definitely like maybe some 2-row or 6-row, maybe some caramel or some biscuit something, dude.
I'm sure they're definitely using a ton of oats in this.
Oats makes it more whiter, more pale.
But you think they're using like a malted wheat?
That's a good call too, man. A lot of wheat. Some red wheat. And then it's so funny that you said red like wheat or whatever. Because I'm drinking this again. This Bonfire New Trail.
Shout out to 9.3.
So I don't really want to drink it too much.
Peter, but this is a 9% or two.
My boy Ricky right there, boy.
Shout out. Boom.
So this is made with oats and red wheat. And that gives it a nice like reddish color.
That's cool.
Yeah, like see, this has got a nice bright orange color to it.
Oh, nice, pretty almost similar color to this.
Right. So it is pretty neat. That you could probably use the oats, to give it that nice sugary, pillowy feel. Yeah,
definitely get sweetness out of oats, that's for sure.
Right, and then use that the red wheat flakes to give it like a nice like orange color because you're putting in red wheat into your brew.
Nice.
So that's not a bad combination right there, man, actually, if you think about it.
Oh, I wanted to bring something up to you, too, today. Dude came my board, he says...
Untaps says pills, wheat, multiple oats. Okay. There you go.
Nice, Rawaka. Okay, nice.
Yep.
Thank you, Bon. Listen, she's on our beer group. She's in the gang. It's like Justice League, man.
She's on our level.
Yeah, she's definitely on our level. I want to say this, too. And I forgot what I was going to say. Thank you, 420. I had some.
About the beer, or
yeah, definitely. I'm definitely on the beer kick right now.
Oh,
anyway, it'll come back to me.
But anybody looking for a good beer festival, May 4th.
That's what I meant to tell you, Peter. Dude came into the bar today. He said he's in that club that John's in, the South Jersey Fermentary Club.
Fermentation
Club. Fermentation. He knows John. Knew his shit. He's a home brewer that brews a ton of mock Guinness. His own. He said he loves Guinness. He brews his own.
Wow.
And dude, he said he's always. I gave him our show tonight. Shout out to dude. I want to say Chris or Mike or Will. So I don't know, but if he's watching, shout out. Dude knew his shit about beer. Dude is awesome. Awesome beer talk. He knows Johnny's in their club.
Yeah. Well, I always work John's tent.
I told him that. I said you're going to be working at the Tonewood event.
And I met so many people there because I worked probably about four events now, and I learned like some of their names, but some of them are like, "Oh man, it's good to see you again." I'm like, "Yeah, you too, buddy."
I know what you mean.
I can't remember all these names, man. Yeah, dude, the club's got like 100 members and such. You know what I mean? It's such a great time. It's nice to see these young brewers come up with different ideas. And then on Big Brew Day, it's a beer recipe that's given out through all like the United States of all these beer clubs. And everybody's got to make this beer. So it's always like their little twist on it and such. So it's pretty neat to see.
Well, I think he said the beer he's entering for one of them, the things coming up. He said he did a Saison with nice little farmhouse ale, and you don't get to see it as much as you know you like. But
yeah, that's old style. Haven't seen too many Saisons, but it's always good to keep in your arsenal, I guess, of brewing. You ever open up your own joint? Yeah, you need
takes skill to brew that.
A few little low ABVs.
Skill to brew anything.
Yeah, but I made sure to tell John. I was like, "Hey, man, try to do that the Kilkenny clone that I like." And he's like,
"Yeah." And didn't you say he did like a root beer mead?
Oh man, his root beer mead's amazing. Dude. The only problem with that though. Is like a ton of fucking bees get to it when you're pouring that shit outside, and you know it's mead's like very sugary or syrupy.
The honey wine,
yeah. But people love it, dude. People like come up and that's like the first thing.
I like bees.
Yeah,
it's just always so fucking strong. You got to be careful when you drink it.
Yeah, and like I said, dude, he always does like some kind of like soda or something for the kids and everybody.
Nice.
Right? It's a cool time, man. It really is. I can't wait.
I'll try to get over if I can, kid.
Oh, dude, definitely, dude. And like I said, man, it's like a family event. There's always like people walking around with their kids and such. And then if you want to check out Tonewood's right there. So
Tonewood's a great brew. Shout out to Tonewood, by the way. Yeah. Jake and the crew over there, man, and Eli, yeah, they're awesome people over there.
Dude, I love that brewery too. It's such like a nice open air brewery.
Favorite South Jersey brewery. Love
sit
it.
Outside, have a few beers, man. You can't go wrong.
Dude, both locations are great. The Oakland and the Barrington.
I've never been to the Barrington, but the Barrington looked like it was more like a warehouse style, right?
But you get that kind of – they're exact opposites. So what's great about it, it's like, man, you can get great Stonewood beer. Like we were talking about, we used to go to the original brewery. It's the little slab on the side. You got a little spot across the street. You know, not a ton of seating, but cool little hangout in the neighborhood. There's used to be a brewing shop and all and a coffee joint. And then you got, you know, the Barrington, which is like a mecca. It's huge. Right. There's tons of room, tons of beer, tons of space, and it's a lot of fun too. So it just is whatever you're in the mood for that day. Maybe you want to be a more laid back, chill vibe. Go to the original. You know, you want a little more party vibe. Go to Barrington.
That's Tired Hands has the Brew Cafe, which is a place I love, dude. Like charcuterie.
What's that hole?
Not much.
Is it big? I've never been there.
It's got the little bar, and it has like a couple side tables, and then it has a few tables upstairs. And that's where they first started out. And it was wild, man. People would go there just to get their bread because they do the panini bread, like sandwiches. Nice. So they had like loaves of bread, and people would just come in the neighborhood to buy bread. It was nice. So goddamn good. And they had hand pump, like, you know, on tap, like different beers. And but when they opened up the Fermentarium, it was a totally different world. And don't get me wrong, that was good too. But that was like,
do you remember when we went there before?
Yeah.
A couple times. Remember eating the kimchi up there?
Right. But that's
cabbage, bitch.
That's like hamburgers, tacos. It was like, you know, more mainstream, even though it was great fucking beer.
Yeah.
I miss the cafe days. Like, dude, me and Al would go there after work. Oh, yeah, it is. It's awesome.
Don't they have like six locations now or like seven?
Right. They have the Brew Cafe, they have the Fermentarium, Stoner's, and then I think they opened up another place. They had
the Crotch, I think, might have got one. And I think there's another one too.
They had one in the Comcast building. Like, they had a little
shit. They had a brewery in there?
Not a brewery, like a little takeout shop. Because Al and Tony used to go up there and get beers like that they had there. But before COVID, before the pandemic, you know, like
that's awesome, up, dude. I had no idea.
Yeah, because I'm right near the Comcast building.
They sell takeout there?
They did, not no more.
Nice.
But yeah, they used to have like about five places at one time.
Back when the world used to be a little bit cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like COVID came and fucking shifted our reality. Like, we moved into a slightly different dimension. Not much, just a little bit, but something shifted. See my Bigfoot hat? Boom.
Well, I gotta go to DMV. My birthday's coming up, and I gotta get a new license.
Yeah, we know. I'm not wishing you a happy birthday.
But I gotta make an appointment to go to the DMV. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
Why?
That's how it is, man. You have to make an appointment.
What do you got to renew your license?
Yeah.
Why can't you do that over the intranet? Nah,
need a new picture. New picture.
What?
New picture of this beautiful face. Yeah. Because COVID times, they were like, hey, man.
Which one do you go to? The one by Gateway? Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's not DMV.
West Effort.
West Effort. Sorry. Yeah.
They're usually pretty good. I made the appointment. I should be all right, man. Get the shit knocked out. But
you should go in there and make a goofy face in your picture. And when they say something, be like, I'm not doing anything. And just be like, no, you can't smile. Like, I'm not smiling.
New Jersey is so weird. They're like, you need to have 6 points.
I know. Identification. It's so fucking corny.
So corny. I talked to the guys at PA. They're like, you just bring your license. And you get a new license. I'm like,
this is my picture with the license you previously gave me. You know it's me then. Why don't you know it's me now? It's only been 4 years.
Look at the license. Look at me. Look at the license. That's me.
Yeah. You see this? This is me. You gave it to me. You gave me this license.
No. 6 points of identification. And now they want to do this whole real ID. So anytime you fly in the U.S.
Terrible.
New Jersey wants 8 points of identification. They added another 2 points.
Before you know it, Dieter, they're going to shove a finger right up your ass. They're going to give you colonoscopy tests. If you have any polyps, we can't give you. You didn't have one last time. What the fuck are you doing over there?
Here, prick my finger, take my DNA. You know
Jesus. They're going to have to put your eyes up to a scanner. You know what I mean? Like fucking Terminator. This is how Terminator started, dude. Not really, but it could have. Miles Dyson, you bastard.
Eight points of identification. Eight fucking points.
Dude, God, I don't think you're ever going to make it out there, dude. I think they're going to try to kill you. Honestly, don't be shocked. Never mind. I'll tell you off air. I was going to say something. I ain't saying it.
Oh, shit.
Love you, kid.
Yeah, you too, man. Right back at you.
Listen, here's what I'm going to say. The Phillies are playing good baseball.
Right. We did our second beer. Let's get on some sports. Back on track. So, Phillies.
Back on sports, back on baseball. Phillies just swept the Rockies, as they should have. The Rockies are terrible. Now we have a three-game series with the White Sox, who are fucking terrible, too. You shouldn't take two out of three. You know, the Phillies weren't three games over 500 last year until like the 73rd game. We're in like the 22nd game, and people are always like, "Oh, they suck. Castellanos shouldn't be playing it in the pros." No, no, no. Like, everybody, dude, relax, man. Baseball's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. Let me tell you what, man.
Castellanos is just conventional. He's
awesome in the outfield. He's fucking awesome in the outfield, dude.
Peter,
maybe he's not connected right now.
Just calm it down, dude. But you know what I always say? You are what the back of your baseball card says you are. You know what Nick Castellanos is? He's a lifetime 275 hitter, which is great. He'll hit you 25 to 30 home runs a year, which is great. And 85 to 95 RBIs a year, which is great. And play a gold glove caliber left field. Everybody that's killing Nick Castellanos, pump the fucking brakes. Yeah. This kid's going to be the reason they win a World Series this season. Watch, mark my words.
Yeah, man.
And that ain't the weed talking.
I try to fight you on some things. This guy is awesome in the outfield.
He's a great teammate.
And I know, yeah. Oh, that too, man. That too. He's a fucking great person.
Got his son at the game all the time.
We were two games ahead last year compared to last year.
Craig, that's what I told you the other day. That you were who I was talking about. And he looked it up. I said, listen. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I don't need them to be playing 73% winning baseball right now. Okay. I just need you guys to get all your shit. You need to get your reps in and get ready for a deep playoff run. Cause they're going to win the whole fucking thing this year.
I'm a little scared about our bullpen. Yeah. I mean, it was nice to see Ranger.
I know.
Ranger pitched that whole game, dude.
Yeah. Completely.
Fucking killed it, dude.
Yeah.
The other game, man.
The Spanish Cliff Lee. I love it.
The other game, we were fucking up by 6 points. It was 7-1.
That was yesterday.
Oh my God, dude. What a fucking stressful game. Stressful. Fucking stressful.
But you know what was great? They won the game.
Yeah.
It was stressful, but this is why I love the game. It's the beautiful game. Baseball is the beautiful game.
Yeah. It's amazing, man, to go this way, that way, up and low on this damn team, dude. Like, they could get ready for it.
It's going to happen for five more months as 6 more months. And then they're probably going to get us a parade. Seriously, listen, I don't doubt this team. I know everybody's like,
wow.
Listen, this, for my money right now, I know I'm not going by numbers, but I feel like the Phillies are the best team in baseball because they're a team. You see, these guys now have been together for two, three years. Dude, this is a family over there, man. This is a great clubhouse. The chemistry is amazing. Listen, when you have that, you can't teach that and you can't buy it. And when you have it, that's the kind of shit that wins and wins big. And this team got it, man. There's a connection that this is a tight team. I think they're going to win the whole thing this year. I do. I'm saying it. I think the Phillies win the World Series this year, and I think it's the first of a few to come.
It's nice to see.
I think we're about to witness the first dynasty in Philadelphia sports history.
It's nice to see them playing some small ball. You know, getting the runs on base and stealing runs. Yeah, I mean that Scott is fucking awesome fucking steal. Well,
not just small ball, but you know why we're winning though? Now they're hitting home runs.
Yeah.
You know, big homers. We went down 1-0 last time. I'm thinking, okay. And then we turn around but honestly, that's how this team's built. This team's built to hit homers, and it's okay to do it all the time because that's how they're built.
So we'll have people on base and hit a home run. That's a nice little touch. Right.
Well, that's the thing. Right. You got to hit with runners in scoring position.
Right, right.
That's why they were losing games early because they weren't doing that. Now they are.
And I like, you know, some of our, you know, closers, man. They can throw some fucking heat, man. They can throw heat. 95 miles per hour. Yeah, man, that's heat, man.
Listen, a lot of our guys are throwing over 95 now. Right. I mean, which was unheard of, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. You might have one guy that did it. Now you have – so everybody around the league's hitting 99 or 100 anymore. It's like, you know, the game's evolving. I like our bullpen. I do. I know they've been a little shell-shocked lately, but, I mean, you got Alvarado and Sir Anthony and Maddie right. Strom, you know, and Gregory Soto. Listen, Hoffman, they got a good bullpen, and there's going to be times they pitch really well. Sometimes they struggle. They hit their bumps and bruises a little bit lately.
Nicely said, man. Right, dude. Good stuff.
I should be on a podcast.
You know your sports, buddy.
Well, listen, we know our beers. That's why I love hanging out talking with you, because I like talking beer even more.
God, this new trail's so good.
New trail's putting out great shit, dude. They always make strong beers. You ever knows that?
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, I was drinking this at not this one, but double heel or something at the Union game.
Double broken heel.
Yeah.
I got it in my fridge right now.
So good. And
shout out to Rich and Lynn who got me two four packs that not that long ago. Love you guys.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, my sister should be at the beer festival May 4th. Nice. So I'm so excited. Dude. That's awesome. Wait.
Shout out to your sister and Brian. I mean, they're awesome people, man.
And then
respect.
I think I'm going to Real Ale at Yards, which is nice. I think
May 18th. Is that the one where they do all the firkins?
Yeah.
Nice. I love firkins.
Dude, that's one of the best brewery beer festivals I've ever been to. Dude, awesome. I've been to
a bunch with you.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome firkins, like from different breweries and such, and then great food and such. But AC Beer Festival just happened. What was it last weekend? I did not go. A guy from my work went, and a couple guys from Bobcat went, and they said it was really nice because, like,
is this back at a convention center?
Yeah, I think it is at a convention center, and there was good music. There was good food, and the beer was good, and everything. Last time I went, it was a little bit overboard, like it was overcrowded. Well,
didn't they leave and start doing it at Bader Field for a few years? I think around the pandemic, and now they finally brought it back.
Right, right. It was outside, and then they brought it back.
I gotta say, shout out. You know my good buddy Brian Capozzi, Hippie Brian. When I had my house in Egg Harbor City, the train station stop was literally two blocks from my house. We used to walk there. The train would literally pull in to the convention center.
Really?
We go to the beer into the convention center. We go in, do the beer fest, get shit bombed. Me and Brian, we get done, come back, dude. We walk two blocks from my house. It was like they were daring us to go to beer fest at an AC Beer Fest. So, yes, I've been to many an AC Beer Fest, most of them early on. I don't so much anymore. You know, I'm a dad now, and I don't have time to day drink anymore, and that's fine. But, yes, many an AC Beer Fest.
Yeah, but one buddy, he went at the last the showing of it, and I was told him, man, I was like, dude, you better drink early because the last showing, they always, like, run out. And try to get out of there early,
Like, I'm gonna get the fuck out of there. I don't blame them. That's how I am.
I don't blame. Yeah, me too, man. That's like 2 days of sitting there at this damn tent, and
a bunch of annoying people. I don't know what that's like. No, I'm just kidding because I do it for a living. Well, just kidding. He's
They called. They called last call, and he went to different tents, and all the tents were packing up. They're like, sorry, bud.
Yeah. Well, when I used to bartend all nights and stuff, you know, it was 2:25 or 1:25, you know, when you close at 2 and last calls at 1:30, and you got that group of five assholes that comes in from another bar. I was usually one of them, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you guys do last call yet? And you know, everybody goes, not yet, fucker. Go home, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Me and my brother used to go over to Philly and party at the clubs in Philly and then come back to Jersey and close out bars in Jersey. And
I know what you mean.
Flickering the lights, be like, hey, man, it's last call. Like, whatever, man. What? You know what I mean? Like, now.
I probably closed many a bar with you. I think we've closed Sharky's a couple times.
Yeah. Well, Nippers definitely.
Nippers. Remember Nippers used to stay up with a 3?
Mm-hmm.
Some funnest nights of my life were at Nippers Pub. Shout out to Nippers Pub in Deptford, man.
Yeah. Well, me and my brother used to go to all these different clubs over Philly and then wind up at Nippers at the end of the night.
Yeah, did you dance, man, when you go to the clubs?
A little bit. Yeah,
I had to pay money to see a video of that fucking beater dancing at a nightclub.
You gotta have the flashy shirt on, you know. Oh, and, that's gotta be on the intranet somewhere, dude. Nah, that's way before fucking.
Yeah, that's why we had the best generation.
Yeah, so that was way gone.
I'm going with another beer I haven't had before, from Treehouse. It's pretty fucking dope. I'm going to save the can, by the way. It's fucking gnarly as shit. It's, look at this.
What? That's from Treehouse?
Yeah, it's called.
Looks like underwater or something like that.
They are. It's called Hello Atlantis. So fucking dope, dude. Oh, dude, that's gnarly cool. as fuck, yo.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, man. Huh.
Brand new, I've never had it. Huh? What's I don't know, about? But I'd like that direction. You see what I wear? Yeah. I talk about UFO and aliens. I could do a fucking podcast just on that.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I'm totally with it too, man. I always thought that, like, oh, Atlantis was cool, UFOs. What's going on in North Pole? Yeah, what's under this ice?
You mean the South Pole, Antarctica. Mm. That's where it's going on. That's where a bunch of shit. I probably shouldn't even say it, but I'm gonna say it because, you know, everybody knows us now. 14 million viewers. There's some shit going on down there. We should do our own podcast on that shit. Get Terry on this motherfucker.
Oh man, some of that shit that you post up, like it's been carved out of stone and it'd never be done again. You know what I mean?
Listen, like, I think anybody that's got the wool pulled over their eyes is because they want it pulled over. Listen, for some, it's ignorance is bliss, and I get it. I know what you mean. I'm a very jaded person. I had a very, very tough fucking upbringing, so I'm like, I'm not looking for, oh, sugarcoat it. Don't tell me that there's aliens and we can't do anything about it. Nah, they know, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. They're here. They've been here. You know, they were here long before us. Well, you know, tell us the truth. Tell us the truth, you know. Stop fucking playing. Well, they did finally. The New York Post came out after the Pentagon came out and said, you know, yet off the USS Nimitz off the coast of San Diego when they showed the videos. Oh. And you hear the fighter pilot, they show the video. He's like, listen, man, we can't do this. Our laws of physics say we can't do this. A human can't survive in an aircraft that does this. And guess what? There's nothing we can do about it. And that's the problem. Most people don't want to hear that. They want to think, well, we have control. Nope. No, we don't.
I find it funny that, yeah, we're different cultures, different countries, places, religion, but yet there's still like all these like temples around the world.
And right? They all look similar.
Yeah. It's bizarre, dude.
Well, speaking about the same thing happening all around the world, because somebody was breaking my balls the other day about it. I wear the Bigfoot hat and they're like, well, Bigfoot ain't real. Well, I'm like, well, how come it's been a thing for like 4,000 years? All over the entire planet, every culture has a, whether it's Yowie or Yeren or Bigfoot or Sasquatch or fucking the Swamp Ape. Or listen, these are reports that have been happening for thousands of years all over the world. Something's going on. Something exists. And some people just are like, well, I don't think so. Really? Why? Because the evidence would say so. The evidence would say so. Now, listen, this thing probably walks interdimensionally or can cloak itself, whatever.
All right, we got to get off the sci-fi stuff. We're back on track.
Why? That'll get us more views than anything else.
Oh, my God. You're the fucking best, dude. You're awesome.
Thanks, brother. Right back at you. This beer, by the way, is really fucking good.
Let's get on to the Eagles. Yeah, let's go on to the Eagles.
Yeah, listen, man. I love talking Eagles football. We got the draft coming 1 week from today where it's sitting at pick 22 in the first round. We have 2 second-round picks. I don't know, Dieter. I know what I want. I know they won't do it. There's 100% chance they won't draft Jeremiah Trotter Jr. at 22. I wish they would because I think it's the right move.
I think so too, man. It'd be awesome.
But they're either going to trade back or trade up. I doubt they're going to trade up, so they're probably going to trade back and acquire more picks, even though it's not a super deep draft. But we'll see. Listen, just when I thought I knew what Howie was going to do, I had no idea. And that's like that every year.
You need to build a second
22 and then take Guyton if he's there, the right tackle.
You need to build a defensive secondary up that has been kicking our ass for years.
Well, you do have some young players there that are really good in Kylie Ringo and Eli Ricks. They are both, and they come from the best programs in the country. They're not talking about guys that come from, you know, Wichita State or whatever. No offense to them, but I'm just saying, you know, these are Georgia, Alabama guys. Kylie Ringo was a starting cornerback on a 2-time national title winning Georgia defense. It was probably the best college defense in the history of college defense. Yeah, that kid is a fucking player.
Greg said, I hope the Eagles don't shit the bed with the picks and deals. Yeah, we all feel that way, Greg. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Right.
That's my boy. That's my dog. That's my dude.
I really want to build up the defense. Our offense is on point.
I agree. Build the defense up.
As long as Hurts stays healthy, everybody stays healthy.
I agree. That's any team, though. I mean, I hope Hurts stays healthy, too. Because guess what? If you're the Eagles or 31 other teams, if your starting quarterback got hurt, you're fucked. I mean, the Nicky Foles thing is the anomaly, not the regular. So, yeah, I know, Dieter. I want Hurts to stay healthy, too. But I think every quarterback's.
Do you feel like, with Kelce gone, do you think that like our offensive line is weaker? Or...
Sure, yeah. For a little bit.
I think we'll manage, man. I think
Cam Jurgens is a really, really good player. People forget, listen, Cam Jurgens was handpicked by Jason Kelce to be his replacement. This kid, and even before Kelce, I mean, this kid was one of the top two centers in the league the year in the country the year he got drafted. I think the only one better is Lindenbaum, the center they drafted that year in Baltimore, who's a Pro Bowler. Cam Jurgens is a really good player. And listen, Tyler Steen, nobody knows the name, he's going to move in at right guard. Tyler Steen was drafted last year in the third round out of Alabama, by the way, one of the most prestigious, best programs in the country. And then had a year to learn under Jeff Stoutland University and play, you know, next to some of the best O linemen ever. Tyler Steen's going to be just fine, you know. So we'll see.
Do you watch any of the Eagles charity down the shore or whatever? They always do like the autism and such like that. The DOD.
I don't know if I went to the Eagles thing down the shore.
Well, it was on the news, and
I wasn't there.
Well, I was asking if you watched it.
No. I'm sorry. The 420 has kicked in long ago, sir.
Well, him and his brother and his wife, Jason's wife, they always do like the autism charity down. I think it's Seaside Heights. It's North Jersey, and they do the DOD over. Overdrive or Ocean Drive, it's called.
That's a good bar.
Is it Seattle?
I think it is Seattle. You said the OD. Yeah, so the Kelce boys do a charity event in Seattle every year.
Every year.
Does he have a house down there?
I'm not sure, but it was really neat. Dickerson was there, and they're all pouring beers. And they had like a hoagie contest, like a Wawa hoagie contest. So who could make the bet like fastest hoagies and all?
That was like a whole day.
Yeah, it was just like last weekend, man.
We should have went down there, got shit faced, and just got out of control. It would have been
fucking cool as hell, dude.
Just made a ruckus, dude. We'd have been partying with the fucking Kelce twins, drinking beer, talking shit, dude.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I think it's like spring break or something down there. You know what I mean? Like, so.
No one has a good app represent. Meanwhile, we'll get there after 20 minutes. Be out of breath. I need a bottle of water.
But it was so neat to see Dickerson there, man. Fucking working the taps and who. It's Eagles environment, man.
By the way, who the Eagles extended this year quietly, you know, to a 4-year extension. I think we'll keep him here 5 more years. That kid's probably the best left guard in the league right now, honestly. If he's not, he's the second best. That kid's a fucking beast, and nobody talks about him, but that kid is a fucking beast. He's the top one or two best left guards in football. And you got young Jordan Mailata run next to him. This Eagles line is going to be really good for a really long time. I'm telling you, for a very long time. That's what big ripple effect I love from Andy Reid that he left here is how important O-line is.
Well, he also extended Devontae Smith, right?
Yeah, which was a great move. Great move. I love that move. That kid is a fucking – that kid is a Captain American A-plus soldier. That kid is 52 Devontae Smiths on your team.
He's a producer, man. He's a producer.
Well, not only that, but he's a great team guy, man. He just does things the right way.
But, yeah. Awesome love for the Eagles, man. Fucking people.
Listen, remember when I said to you this year, I'm not holding back anymore playing the Jinx game. Listen, the Eagles are the same like the Phillies. I know I said on last week's episode, anything less than a championship for either of those teams this year is a failure. But with that being said, because the excuse bag's empty for both teams, but with that being said, I truly believe the Phillies and the Eagles win a championship this season. And people are like, look at it and study it. I bet you they both of them do.
Man, I hope, I hope so. And I wish I had your
For you to say, man. That is easy for you to say. But
I wish I had your view of it. You know what
my
I mean?
Optimistic like, view. Yeah, there it is. Thank
See,
you.
You know, you that 420 didn't hit you that hard. See? I was bringing it out on you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Awesome. Jamming out the little fucking Almond Brothers. Do you hear that in the background?
Yeah, I heard the one dude from Almond Brothers pass away or something like that?
Probably a while ago. I don't know. Maybe. Right. I don't want to comment because I don't want to be held the legal tender, but maybe.
Luckily, we might have a few parades this year. Yeah, that'd be great. That
two
praise
this season. Well, one will be in 2024. One will be in 2025 because the Eagles, when they win, it will be in February. So, listen, our energy has shifted in this area. Our time.
Up there.
It's their time. But down here. It's our time. Goonies, that shit, man. Speak that shit in existence because the Goonies did. They found the treasure and swung in.
Well, everyone, all our fans out there, hopefully you enjoy 420 this weekend.
Yeah, me and Peter enjoyed it early. This was the 420 episode on 418. So I hope everybody enjoyed our losing our train of thought and our short-term memory totally fucking stolen out.
Ricky, always a pleasure doing the show.
Yeah, buddy. Right back at you, brother. Yes. Love you, kid. Be good. I'll see y'all next time.
All right, man. Let's close this.